Hi, this is Andrew Krug, the Global Community Manager for Niantic Labs, and you're listening to the Agent Academy podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode number 65, recorded on August 30th, 2019. I'm Agent Goony Guy.
Agent Dewey J.
And tonight we're going to be talking about how Ingress, Niantic single-handedly decreased the load-in time in half, possibly.
For some.
Testing may vary.
Not me yet.
We'll also be talking about Aurora and Mission Days. Malort might make an appearance, more Mission Days. You'll be talking about some Mission Days stuff as well. And we've got a ton of news, UI overhaul, some new features coming down the pipe, and of course, the death of Redacted. Oh, has the community, some people, in uproar. Also, Pokemon Go, there's some stuff, AMAs, field test, and it's all coming to you right now. But first, I want to hear about your week, Agent Dewey J, the voice of the resistance.
I don't know if I'm the total voice, but I am one voice.
I'm going to get you in trouble with all your...
No bans again. No bans. like you, I went to a mission day. I went to Bloomington, Indiana, caught a ride with a couple other agents, and it was normal, you know, just fielded all the way there. We got to do a fair amount of cargressing, and that was kind of interesting because it's a college town. So while my driver was gawking at the college girls, we were going up off the street. But, you know, we got our missions all done. Supposedly Agent 1017 was there and had some alert. I didn't get to try any.
That's funny because 1017 PM was in Nashville too.
Uh-oh.
At the mission day there, and I did get malorted for the first time.
Oh God! And you survived, huh?
It was the taste was in my mouth halfway home because we were just about to leave to come home, and it's a 2-hour drive, and an hour later it was still there.
Yeah, I've told it's unique, so I didn't get to try its uniqueness.
Yeah,
but I did get to hang out on the 1331 van. Literally, got a picture of that.
Oh, nice.
So that was a good time getting to see a bunch of people. And like most people, I hit the first badge in the Aurora Challenge. Went, I'm done. So I slacked off.
Apparently, a lot of people did, but we'll get to that in the
situation report. 143. Catching up on what might turn out to be a sister podcast. We'll just leave it at that. We like to have a little bit of mystery.
Exciting news.
It may be news. Who knows?
Yeah.
But one of the other things I did is I started playing around with the command channel in the glyph hacking and came back across the complex hack. And it's like, oh, I really wish I would have thought about this when I was doing the Aurora hack because this is a heck of a lot faster.
Yeah, speeds it up.
Yeah, so I've been trying to force myself to do that more and often. And I had a first. I ran across an agent that actually has a recruiter badge. I have never seen a recruiter badge.
Nice. I'm halfway there. Never going to get it, I guess.
You got one, right?
I've got five.
Five? Oh, cool. Yeah, but yes.
Zelly's one of them. Zelly Belly.
That's so hard to do because you have to jump hoops and they have to jump hoops. Again, I hope that's one of the things that they figure out when they go prime only.
Yeah.
So what about you? You've had ups and downs and hopefully you weren't falling down. And
right. Right. So, yeah, I guess, I went to the mission day and I want a huge thanks. Shout out to some agents, Big Dog 60, Allison and Pilot 7, Allison 7 and Pilot 7, they let me ride with them. I've been having some just some weird issues lately where I've been getting dizzy. And
is it bad bad flies? Did you get a batch of bad flies?
Yeah, because I love flies.
Well, you know, frogs.
Right. Yeah. I love eating Smurfs. No. I got it. My daughter did an artwork of a can of Smurf meat. But anyway, we'll show that later. Not tonight, but next episode.
I'll get my frog gig out. We'll compare.
Yeah. So anyway, my wife was very hesitant, is a nice way to put it, me driving alone, a couple hours with whatever's going on. And I'm still, like, seeing the doctor, trying to figure out exactly what's happening. We'll find out later, and hopefully everything's good. But anyway, so No Springs in Birmingham got my, because I had one of those little packs you get at the NL1331. I couldn't go to that just because I was feeling like crap and couldn't drive. And so he got that, gave it to Allison 7. They came and picked me up in Huntsville and drove me to Nashville. And so we did the mission day there, got malorted, cool. Saw a bunch of friends. It was a great time there. So a lot of people from, like, out of town. I mean, 1017's from, Chicago. So,
yeah.
And I got a new phone, so I'm real happy about that because it's, my old phone, I dropped it during a first Saturday. And it really sucks because, like, I have lived so long without putting a case on my phone, and I'm really good about not breaking phones. It's been 10 years. Since I've dropped one. I don't know. Is that how long cell phones have been around?
About.
And anyway, I dropped it during first Saturday and cracked it. So anyway, it was a Pixel 3. Sucks. But the Pixel 3 just does not have enough RAM. And so if you try to play like Ingress and say Harry Potter at the same time, whenever you switch, it kind of shuts down the app, not completely, but it, like, has to do all the reload animations and get back in, and it's a pain in the butt. But with the new phone, it's a Note 10, I can have all three up. So Pokemon Go, Harry Potter, and Ingress running all at the same time and switch between, because it's the difference of, I think, Pixel 3s have, like, 2 gig of RAM, maybe 3, where the Notes have 12, so it's a little bit of difference. So anyway, so far, I'm liking the Note. If you're looking for a new phone, you might think about it. We'll have the affiliate link. No, just kidding. So did that. Like you, I have a 100 on my Aurora badge.
Ooh, 100.
That's it. But I was feeling like crap, so it was...
That's a big deal.
Like, I had to go out and, like, get the last couple, and it was like, when I was done. Learned a new trick this week for debugging. So I'm trying to figure out, there's this place I go in the morning where I'm going like 35 to 40 miles per hour. And then you slow down and take a right into this, like, parking lot that has a bunch of portals. Every morning, no fail, speed lock kicks in, but it's not like a normal, like, 5 minute thing. It's like 10 to 15 minutes shutting down. Like, it just will not come back on. And I think it has a lot to do with right at the turn where you turn in, it's a dead spot. And I think there's something with, like, it's thinking you're going to be going forward and it's trying to, like, register that, and you lose signal. And then when you pull signal, you're, like, way away from where it thinks you should be. So, like, the speed lock kicks in, like, big time.
Yeah, I think that's right, because I've noticed that around here, our cell service kind of sucks. And when I get speed locked, it's like 15 minutes, it seems like.
Yeah. And there's really nothing you can do. There's no resync or even shutting down completely.
Run redacted.
No, I refuse. I did it. So I did it once, and that was, I guess, yesterday. I did it to see how long it really took to open each of the apps. And it took 6 seconds for redacted and 19 seconds for Prime. Huge difference. Now, well, we'll get to it in the news. We'll talk about the news. Update on that. But, so, Aurora Badge. Oh, the trick. So, I want to try to debug it. And finally, someone told me a trick where you just put your four fingers on the screen in Prime. Just tap it. You won't get a message or anything. But then you can go paste, use the paste function on your phone like Telegram or a note, and it will give you the debug log. So now you can take that debug log and make a post on the community forums about your situation and then paste in the debug log with it or attach it or maybe send it privately. From what I've seen so far, I didn't see any info in there that would cause any issues. It didn't have like my social security number.
Yeah, no. And I looked at it, I'm like, okay, this is going to help somebody, but doesn't mean anything to me.
Right. Like, I think maybe it's only going to be useful for a tech, an engineer or something, but
yeah. Hopefully nobody will reverse engineer anything and we have another set of programs that we have to kill off.
Global plus plus plus.
Oh, there you go. Global minus.
Right. So, I mean, that's about it for my week and Zelly Belly's week. I'm going to get into that. So Zelly Belly's taking a break for a bit. She's got a lot of family stuff going on with sports and things like that. So she's going to be taking a hiatus for the show. I don't know how long. We may get some guest host in from both factions every once in a while. We've already been talking
to a
few.
Or blue.
So I think it'd be great to just almost have like two new ones in every few weeks or something. And just, who knows, maybe someone will just be awesome and maybe we'll get a new host too. So we'll see. So if you really want to try out for it, call Dewey J.
Yep. I evidently have the first line of defense. If it's green, probably no.
Yeah. Kidding. Yeah, so let's go ahead and move on into this.
Situation report.
That would do something sometimes, but whatever.
So the website.
Yes.
Still the same?
It's pretty much the same. We haven't really had time to add news lately. I've been working extra hours at work, and that's probably going to continue through September. So Agent Dewey J and I have been talking about the website more and podcast. I don't know when you want to talk about the podcast more, but
whenever.
But so maybe you can do more on the website too.
Yeah. So I'm retired now. I can do that stuff.
I like that. I want to retire.
Yeah. You can retire right now. Of course,
it wouldn't work so well.
We'll be able to eat.
Right. do you want to talk about the podcast?
Or? Sure. Actually, it was actually something. I was doing a website for a local guy who was doing a sports website, and he wanted to do something a little bit different. I said, well, what about a podcast? And he had no idea what it was. So I set one up. I thought, well, if I'm going to set one up, I might as well do something with it. And I took the Dynamic Compass video that we used, I don't know, a couple months ago. I just turned that into a podcast and then made a couple more kind of showing him how to do it. And so I'm looking at him like, well, I got four episodes. Why don't I just make this podcast? So now I've got like, you know, 8-9 episodes. So it's called Prime Tips. It is just that, tips. I want to try to keep them short, 10 minutes right. Less. And, you know, just individual things, you know, like how to use the command channel when you glyph hack.
Right.
Just that, you know, don't anything. I don't want to step on Incredible Hulk's toes. He does great stuff.
Yeah,
but
long form.
He just packs all kinds of stuff in there, and sometimes you just like, I just need one little tip.
Right, right. Yeah, so, no, it sounds great. Sounds great. Just get to the meat, to the tip. Yeah. Just the tip.
Just the tip. We're not going there.
Hey-o!
Inconceivable!
So, who knows? You might see... Might see that out there, Prime Tips. If you look for that podcast in iTunes and a bunch of other ones, you may find it. And
yeah, we'll put it in the show notes, and hopefully we'll see it on the website. If you know, we'll work that out.
And like this show, if you've got something that you want to know how to do, or better yet, you know how to do something and we don't, let us know.
Which is probably more likely.
That's probably more likely. Yeah. Because I'm going to run out of stuff in like two more episodes.
Oh, good. So I need to be looking for three hosts. Got it. Okay, so also big news, the Vanguards, we saw the form, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Well, the new Vanguards have been notified. So there's 19 new ones to round out all the ones that retired and to fill out the whole team. So we'll hear who they are later, at a later date. Who knows, maybe next week, maybe the week after, maybe now, at the next anomaly.
Are their responsibilities changing as well?
I don't know that information.
Okay.
But thanks for going off book. Made me look stupid.
No, I thought I'd heard that they were going to be doing mostly the same stuff, but they might be doing some new stuff. But I never got the, here's the new stuff. So
I have not either.
A little bit of fake news. We got some more fake news to come later, too.
So speaking of new stuff, what's this big UI overhaul thing?
Well, I think you have it and I don't, so you probably know more about what's coming in 2.3.1.
So 2.3.1 is it's a big UI overhaul. I believe this is the last one before Redacted. Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil this one. No. But 2.3.1 is going to have a big UI overhaul, portal edits, navigation, things like that. Yep. And
I think Andrew's talked about it a little bit, and he said they're working on getting rid of the dialog boxes there after you hack and getting that taken care of and some more visibility things.
Yeah.
Speaking of visibility,
yes.
I noticed in my scanner a couple days ago that I don't see fields that go up and over anymore.
Up and over.
They're all down at the ground level like they were in Redacted.
Well, and you said something that to me, and I opened up the scanner, and there was a link going past me, and it really looked like it was under, like the yellow circle around you, it was under that. So,
yeah. You
know, I'll have to check the next field I see, but
I'll throw one over for you. Just give me an hour or so. I'll give you one to look at.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I think they might have done that just to improve visibility. I think the last couple times that I've seen updates, I mean, it's getting to the point you can really see portals that are owned by one of the teams. So they stand out.
Yeah.
The unclaimed portals are still kind of hard to see sometimes, but I think it's better.
Is that better. Even with the new adjustment setting bumped up? Does that help at all?
The contrast slider?
Yeah.
Yeah, the contrast slider, that does make it better. I've got a couple of times that I was, well, Mission Days was a good example. It was really sunny. And couldn't see crap. Well, slid that thing all the way up, and then I didn't have to. If you've been outside, you know to work that you got to stop, turn, and put your phone in your shadow.
Mm, yeah,
and then
I know that trick.
Yeah, so you didn't have to do that as much with contrast thing. So if you haven't played with that, you might throw that all the way up, see if it helps.
Yeah, and I make a pretty big shadow, so like usually five or six agents can kind of huddle in my shadow to fix their screens. I'm just like the setting slider. Oh, yeah, there's Brent. There's Dewey J. He's in the... yeah. So also, stat sharing, it's going to be in an update before October 1st. So everybody will be happy about that, to be able to share your stats, and other websites can use OCR to read them and then play games and stuff with them.
Yep.
And I don't know if... that'll be, let's see, August, well, yeah. Anyway, 2.3.0. It started to roll out. I actually downloaded it right before the podcast. We'll link to all the notes about it, but there's definitely a noticeable speed improvement to logging in. I downloaded and logged in. It was like 10 seconds, which is, it's still slower than Redacted, but it's a lot faster than it was. I opened it just to see the new events tab, and I was like, oh my God, I'm already in. So I shut it down to open it up and count it just to make sure I wasn't just, I don't know, smoking crack or something before the show and just was seeing things.
But yeah, it's just like any software. After they get it close to what they want it to be, then they start working on optimizing.
Yeah.
And so they take some of those processes that they don't really need anymore and get rid of them and refine others.
And speaking of the new things on this one, the events button is now there. It's located on the little sidebar after you click the bottom button with the settings, scores, nominations, missions, and store. So now there's an events button. You click it, and it takes you to the website for the event that's there. So yay for that. Also, XM is now brighter. Purple. It's purple.
Purple.
Which is good.
It's kind of blue. It's kind of blue. I like that.
Mm. It's part purple, part blue, part red, right? Is that purple?
Could be. Could be the red faction at work.
Yeah.
Red faction.
Very little green in that, but that's okay.
And something with chat?
Yeah, so if you say you open up chat in Prime and start typing something, then close it out. Used to, you lost it. It was gone. Now, if you open chat back up, whatever you had been typing will still be there. Just kind of like a draft message. So you can type something and come back later and finish your long article that you wanted to post to the comms that, you know, everybody's going to be reading.
That's right. Your trash talk for the other side.
Right.
Like, I've never done that.
Yeah. Speaking of trash talk, have you been hearing any lately?
I have. Mostly about Prime. As Redacted gets retired. And that's coming up.
Nice. When's that coming up?
September 30th. I think they finally made the official. And that's another thing with Prime is I've noticed that they are starting to use that feature that when you start up and there's a Redacted's going to be out September 30th or Aurora Jack Challenge, that's nice that you don't have to go to those other sources, although you do need to come here.
Yes.
But you don't have to go to those other sources to get information. We'll cover it all for you. So
yeah, I wonder how much money we'd have to slip Andrew to get a note on there. It was like, hey, listen to the Agent Academy podcast.
Huh? Here. We could probably do it. So I think the version now. Are you running 2.3.1? 2.3.1?
No, 2.3.0.02. So there'll be one more before Redacted goes away, which will be 2.3.1, right. Which is the big UI update.
That's what we're hearing. 2.3.1 will be the last one before Redacted. And already hearing a little bit of rumbling from some of the older players. I think we're seeing some Telegram names with retired 9-30 on the end of their name.
Yeah.
Saying that they're going to go out. So if you're going to go out, be nice. Drop all of your gear for somebody that's going to continue to play.
So they can get banned? Is that what you're
saying? Well, yeah, dirty gear. Don't go dirty gear. But
I'm not picking up crap.
I'm not picking it up.
No, it will sit on the ground. But yeah, I hate that because I've heard rumblings like that too, and I know there's people upset about the new version, and you know, hop in now. Like if you're going to leave anyway, why don't you hop in for the last month and just play it. For 1 month, and then you can at least say, I gave it a fair shot before I decided to quit. Because just hearing the news, hearing the Reddit post, talking to people who are just talking mad about it, it doesn't actually mean it's bad.
Yeah, they might run a 1.0.
Yeah, or on a slow phone. Like, I've seen that a lot, too. People playing with a really old phone, and they expect it to run, like, Redacted, which is old software. Like, you're... try running the latest software on a Windows 3.1 and see how it does. Like, you're not going to even be able to open it, you know, so.
I will say in the mission day I was the only one, I think I was the only one that was running Prime.
Oh, yeah?
And I did have to restart it once or twice, and mostly that's because Prime just doesn't really do well in low cell areas just right now. Otherwise, it does fine for me. Yeah. The other guys were like, well, I can't believe you're using Prime. I'm like, keeping up with you guys.
Right. So, I don't think I had to shut it down during mission day, but maybe they have better internets in Nashville.
Probably. I mean, I think we went through what you were talking about, that you hit kind of a dead spot, and then it just loses it. And usually when I lose it, it's in the middle of doing something. It's not like just sitting there, not doing anything. You know, I'm like changing from one screen to another or something. So I think it's updating where you're at. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think I only had to restart it once or twice.
That's not so bad. I mean, it still sucks that happens. And, you know, my hope is that the more people that get into Prime, the faster those type of things will be fixed, because as more and more people use it and complain about it, and obviously the holdouts are probably going to be the people who complain the loudest, is my thought. So hopefully when they start playing, if they do, they'll scream the loudest about these bugs, and we'll get them fixed. If you're using, you know, an old Razer flip phone, it's time to upgrade. Let's get something new. Let's play.
Does Ingress run on BlackBerry?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Prime does. It actually loads up in 2 seconds on...
On BlackBerry?
On BlackBerry.
I actually, one of the guy that I'm working on his website, he just retired his BlackBerry. I was like, oh my God.
That's a big, like, government phone still, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Someone stole my credit card, and it was only like 4 years ago, and the thing that pissed me off, sorry for using some harsh language, but the thing that made me the most mad was they used it to buy 2 BlackBerries from Walmart. I was like, I don't even want that on my history record of a credit card, even if it was stolen. Like, come on.
You'd rather have them, like, pay $30 to a porn site before they do that.
Yes, because then it would just mix in with the rest of my charges and no one would know. So, it's all good. Speaking of all good, the Aurora Glyph Hack Challenge, we failed it.
Oh, yeah.
Miserably.
Failed. Well, we didn't even get to half.
Right.
The final result was 17 million. The target was 36. So, don't worry about your inventory filling up as fast, because until September 4th, you're going to get a third less on your hack outputs for Glyph Hacks. But, you know, I had a couple of people saying, oh, that's great. I'm like, what? I said, that's great, because I'm always filling up on junk that I want to get rid of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
I feel like there's something going on right now. I think there's a glut in items, in inventory items, and Niantic is seeing it, and I think they're doing things to alleviate that.
I think you're right. You're right on there, because I mean they've stopped, Q capsules doing, you know, viruses and rare items and all that stuff. So they become rare now, and I think you're right. I think they're just trying to bring balance to the force, so to say.
Yeah,
because a year ago it was nothing like, well, we're going to have to flip, you know, 20 portals to do this operation. No problem. No, I got 20. You know, and that's, I don't know. It just seemed a little unbalanced.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, when they first made the change on the Q caps. I think back when there were Muffigas. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly when they changed, but you know, I think Andrew made a comment about, like, very rare items should feel very rare. And does anybody really think the very rare items felt very rare 6 months ago, a year ago? I mean, they just didn't, for the most part.
Well, let me ask you this. When's the last time that you saw a very rare Link Amp? That you hacked or saw, quote-unquote, in the wild?
Are we talking about the...
Not...
The super rare ones that you can only get from So yeah, after the whatever thing that we had to do, the Link Star and whatever, and they made the portal, that thing shot out like 12, I think.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah, that was the only way you could get it, right? Or cards. I think they handed them out with passes in the past and things like that. Yeah.
I've got 2 in a capsule. That's all I keep in that capsule, because they're so rare.
And yeah.
When you look at what they can do, there's a reason they're really rare.
Yeah, and now they'll stay rare. You know, I don't know if it was an accident that they let them get out in that event when they did, but definitely made them a lot less rare when all those people got, you know, I think it was 12, wasn't it? 3 per hack?
I don't know.
I actually got 3 hacks. I forget.
I actually got mine from an event that... the locals were really nice. Locals had extras. They said, for helping us out, here, we'll give you a VR.
Ah, that's where it happened.
That's how I got mine.
No, I said
no, that wasn't the band, no. That would have been a year ago.
Oh, Niantic, they never forget.
Slow, they're not that slow.
So tell me about this Moodya drops.
The Moodya? My spelling sucks. Stein Lightman? Looks like he's got one message that they're cutting up into like 5 or 6 pieces. So I've got a couple of media drops that are just 1 or 2 sentences.
Mm.
And I don't know if I'm getting them in order or not. So I think I've got 2, 3, and 4. I don't know that I picked up 1. I think they're trying to build a little bit of anticipation.
A little mystery?
Could be.
I've seen some media drops, but I haven't actually, like, I was like, oh, another video or something. So I have Lightman C, Lightman A, Aurora Depart, Aurora XB, Aurora Taunt, NMS Trailer.
So the Lightman A, Lightman B, I think there's a C. I think maybe they're doing them by alphabet.
So you have those, A, B, and C? Is that?
I think I've got B and C.
So I have A, so we can put these together.
Okay, we could probably do that.
I mean, I guess we don't have to do it right now, but
yeah. Well, now you got me curious. I want to know what I got. I got to put on my glasses. I have.
I'm gonna see if I can play this.
Lightman CB, Lightman CA.
Oh, I have A. Okay, that's the one I have.
And Lightman A. And my scanner's doing something really, really weird. Maybe I broke it.
They found you.
It could be.
This is riveting entertainment here. Yeah, well, you're welcome, folks.
Well, look at my store.
It's like a Nintendo, like Mario thing with all the question marks.
All question marks. So maybe I need to update my software.
Yeah, at least refresh the cache.
Refresh the cache or something.
It may do it. Because it was doing that sort of thing for badges. So someone was showing their badges, and all their anomaly badges were all blacked out. All the other ones were fine. It was just the anomaly badges. And I don't know if it had something to do with like getting the latest anomaly badge, maybe desynced it and cached the, I don't know. So like, there's no way to really know it.
Yeah,
there,
I think they had badges out of order there for a while. Some people were complaining about that, and they got that squared away. So,
yeah.
And like you said, they're still developing the software. It's bound to make a mistake. It's like trying to make, you know, one car part that works on 8 or 10 different models.
Yeah, and they've, in a game where it requires people all over the place to play to test, like you can't get an accurate beta, you know, testing these new features just in one small area. You need to get it out everywhere. And so we're going to have to live with some bugs every once in a while. And
honestly, the phones we're using are not the big part of the market. I mean, you get into Asia, you get into, you know, India, China, there's a lot more phones over there than there are here, and they're not the same phones that we're using. So we are kind of the, I guess, tail end if you're looking at what they have to fix.
Right.
And the most numbers.
Speaking of the most numbers, why don't you tell me about this Pokemon Go? What's going on with Pokemon Go here?
Oh, geez. I think we mentioned this before, but I think they've kind of wrapped it all up. There was a lawsuit that there were people in Florida and a couple other places that when Pokemon Go started, people were wandering around their backyards. Story of one guy that came to somebody's house, knocked on the door, said, "Hey, can I go to your backyard so I can catch a Pokemon?" Of course, people didn't understand what's going on, so they wanted to sue people.
Right.
That went on for a while. They finally finished. Those people wanted $2,500. The judge said, "That's too much. We're going to give you $1,000 each." So the four people made $1,000. And the lawyers made a little bit of money, like $4 million. Typical. But what's that mean for us? Niantic has agreed to set up a website and online reporting system for people that are annoyed by blundering gamers. You know, we're going to say it's going to be Pokemon Go. Could be an Ingress player. But if
or Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Could be Harry Potter. But if you're on private land, they said that they're going to resolve that issue 95% of the time within 15 days. So that's a good goal. They said they removed a bunch of Pokestops close to single-family houses. and said it will not place new ones close to such houses. So if you have some ingress portals that are disappearing, it may be too close to a house.
And I wonder if it's if they're going to take it out of everywhere or just Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
It'll be interesting to see. It seems like an illegal standpoint that they would
take it off all
just to, you know, make sure they don't get busted again.
Yeah.
But I believe
get sued by one set of people that play the game.
Yeah. And the original
they also said they're going to put some warnings in to tell players be aware of their surroundings, which is there, and to follow hours of public parks.
Yeah, and I know in the original article they had talked about public parks could actually contact them so that they would make them only available during their opening hours or something like that.
Yeah, that would be cool if the portals just weren't even available during those off hours.
But what happens if they're linked?
Yeah.
The links drop automatically?
Well, you know... Okay, I'm going to give up a little bit of news here, a little bit of OPSEC here, but it's not big OPSEC. You know, when you're doing ops, you look for that. You know, hey, here's a park that's gated, and it's going to shut down at, you know, sundown, and it's not going to open up till Monday.
Yeah.
You know, we want to put our anchors in there and then throw to it in the middle of the night. I wouldn't see that they would drop the fields. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess maybe they would just... I mean, because I guess the issue is if they didn't drop the fields, there's still a point there, even though you can't actively do anything with it.
Yeah.
Someone may still go in there thinking they can and try to do something with it. So I feel like they would almost have to drop the field just to make sure there's nothing there that someone would try to go interact with, but I don't know.
No, I think if you knew, I mean, you might try it once, you know, burn your hand on the stove once, but if you knew that portal was quote unquote dead to you, I don't know,
redacted.
Yeah. Give it a month.
So excited.
So watch where you're going. Don't trespass. Get out of the park.
Yeah.
And maybe you won't be reported.
Yeah, and you're an ingress agent, so you already know all this.
Yeah.
You know, ingress this isn't really for you anyway. This is for those other games.
I will say that the articles only talked about Pokemon Go. Just want to say that.
Yeah. Does anybody know if Pokemon Go did he lose all of his accounts but one?
I don't know.
There needs to be a meme picture going around of a really sad dude on a bicycle with a bunch of phone holders and only one phone.
One phone.
It needs to happen, whether it's true or not. Like, someone make it happen. You know, I've got the skills out there.
Well, he could have three phones. He could have Ingress on one, Pokemon Go on one, and Wizards on another one.
That's true.
So.
But get a Note. Note 10, you only need one phone to play all three. It's just how it is.
It's true.
So, AMA answers are out. I have not even had a chance to read them yet. So, we'll link to the answers so you can read them. Andrew did say that he's not going to do the next AMA till October 7th, since it's so near to the next month. And it took him a while to get all the answers because of summer, holidays, and things like that.
Yeah, being on vacation when everything burns to the ground, you know.
Perfect timing. So go read those. Let us know what you think about the answers that Andrew gave. Let him know. I'm sure he's interested. He loves all your feedback. He's been in our channel feedbacking some people today. Yep. Some funny stuff in there. You want to go read it.
He wasn't all hopped up on Malort, was he?
No. I think he's done with Malort forever.
Smart man.
He's hit it a few times, and I think it was enough. So we also have coming up a field test, Hexathlon. Are you coming down to Beeham for this one?
When is it?
Oh, we didn't put the date in here, did we? That would always help.
Oh.
I bet it's on this page if you click it on the events. It's on 9/14.
9/14. So I will have to check my schedule. I may have a nationwide op.
Nationwide is on your side.
As long as it's blue. I'd have to check. I'd love to go down to Beeham to do that. I mean, I don't think I've ever been. Even in Chicago, we were both there, but we never ran into one another.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I mean, we ran into
each other. I hugged you. Gave you a hug.
Yeah, you gave me a hug. You put
run into each other.
Put a phone on me. But, I mean, we didn't run into each other while we were playing. You know what I mean? I didn't get a chance to blow your crap up.
Right.
I didn't even see your crap.
Well, half the time I was live streaming from the main hall.
Okay.
And then I was trying to catch up to my team after the stream went down when Zelly's power went out.
That's right.
So I was like, well, I better get out there and do something. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've only seen you on the map one time, and that's when, doggone it, you fielded over the top of me.
Yes. That was a good day.
It was a good day. We still won that cycle. I just want you to know. We didn't win that checkpoint, but we won that cycle.
That's good. That's good. So, AMA. or no, we're to the field test. Hexathlon.
Hexathlon?
That's hard to say.
I like the way you're saying it. I'll go with that. Hexathlon.
So it's kind of unique. So this will be an individual challenge. You'll have 30 minutes to check in and then 90 minutes to complete 6 individual challenges. And all the agents who complete all 6 challenges will get a badge for it. The top 10% for their city for any challenge will receive the elite version of the Hexathlon medal. And so you'll need to register on the website or the events tab in the scanner. It's not active yet, the actual registration page, but you can still click on the events and kind of look at it and get ready. And there was something kind of crazy about this, some unofficial stuff. What was that?
Oh, yeah. I will admit, I fell for it for a short while. Somebody released the quote-unquote official badges for field tests. And, of course, it spread like wildfire. And then I thought, I looked at the source, and it was somebody had just kind of made it up. So some fake news got out there.
Fake news.
So, yeah, if you're seeing the official badges, those may not be the official badges. they look good. I'll say. I mean, they look like they could be good badges, but I don't know if they're the official badges.
Did they look like the new style that they've been doing?
Kind of. It was, you know, the logo that they use for field tests, kind of that circular thing. It was that, and they just had the different colors.
Oh.
So.
I'm going to say no, because I think it's only 2 badges.
Yeah, I was going to say this one had like 5.
Unless they give a different badge for each challenge, which I don't see them doing.
I don't see them doing that, yeah. Now, here's the big question. Any idea what those challenges are?
I don't know exactly what they are, but I really think this is a good way for them to test new features for upcoming anomalies. To have these field tests with different things that they're like, you know, what about these things that we could put together to make one phase? Let's try each piece, and then the things that seem to work and people are doing them, we can put them together. And
so what I'm hearing is this is where they're going to test link lasers.
Oh, link laser!
Link lasers!
I remember that. We were going to make a shirt. We never got around to making the link laser shirt.
I think a link laser shirt should be like a half top. You know, just...
But, like, course, looks like it's burnt, like yeah, around like the edge.
Burnt on the bottom. It looked terrible on you and me, just a little gut sticking out. So there'd only be certain agents that could wear it.
Yeah, no. So, yeah. No, maybe we could do, like, a two-tone green-blue.
There you go.
But it looks like it has a burn line at the bottom where the link laser will cross. And so one's blue top, green bottom, and the other one is green top, blue bottom. So depending on the
collector's items.
I like this. And so we'll just get the 2 shirts, cut them up, sew them together, or melt them together.
What, why don't we set Zelly on this? She's better at this stuff than we are.
That seems very sexist. I'll be honest with you.
Well, no, she said she likes to do that stuff.
So. No, I'm just
kidding. Talking about sewing.
You gonna have her do your dishes later?
Get back in the kitchen. Take off your shoes.
Yeah, she's definitely going to have some words for us later now. So
yeah, this is going to be bad.
At least I don't think she's going to listen to this episode, so we're lucky. But her friends do, so we're screwed. So we're lucky and we're screwed at the same time.
Well, are our friends Ingress players?
Yes.
Okay, we can send them a cap of gear.
I can't. You're the one with the connections. Mailing them dirty bombs.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
so if,
man.
You're, if you're finding caps around the university there, people, you just pick them up.
Run. Speaking of picking up, GORUCK announces that they're will be a part of the Umbra Anomalies with Stealth Ops and Operation Clearfield, where you pick up stuff. That's where the segue meets this one. And Ruck the Box. So all the people who enjoy those events, cheer. Don't quit because of Prime, and go do GORUCK and have fun.
And, you know, I'll just say it again. Ruck the Box can make a big difference. It really can.
Seems like it would make a great title for a song, too, I'll be honest.
I'm sure we have an agent out there somewhere that'll come up with that song. Maybe JBJ Blaze or somebody.
Yeah. Maybe I'll make it.
There you go.
I don't have time. Let's be honest.
Yeah! Okay!
What? Oh, we're talking about lighting dynamic settings. Have you played with this thing? It was in 2.292.
I have. Mission days, it came in handy because
yeah, you
we're
talked
outside.
About that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, sliding it up, although I will say you can overdo it at night, it seems to work great on the Android. I don't know about the iOS version.
I don't either. We need an iOS user to let us know how it works on there. You can find it under the main menu settings.
If you're in the chat room, let us know.
But yeah, so I think that's about it tonight, except for the code for the end of the show.
Which, bad news, JBJ Blaze, I already got it.
Yeah, so we got a test process now.
Yeah, we were crazy. We thought, let's try this before we release it. Let's not be niantic. Let's try something out before we push it out there for everybody.
That was dirty. Andrew, you heard who said it. It was the resistance guy. You knew it was
the resistance coming. Guy. Just ban me again.
Again. I love that. Agent Academy with the banned resistance agent. The voice of the resistance.
The voice is silent.
Dun, 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 dun. So that code is AA. Prime wins AA. So enter that into the box, the code redemption form, which you can find on that badge or the last two badges. And eventually we'll get all the badges under that same form. So there will be one form to rule the all.
And also, if you're a new listener and you're trying that out, that has to be in all capital letters. So
it is true.
That won't work. Lowercase.
Sounds like that was a sore subject for you in the early days.
Yeah.
I think you're the reason I changed the form to actually tell people, hey, all caps.
All caps.
I wonder if I could make it not case sensitive, but, you know, it uses a passcode form field, so I don't think I can.
I don't think you can. So.
But anyway, not that big of a deal. I guess I could just set it to make... Oh, I know what I can do. Yeah, I can just do some CSS to make it all caps when you type
whatever
it in.
Whatever they put in is all caps.
Okay.
Look at that. He's thinking.
Freaking web sites. Anyway, there's some other things like the... anyway, that's web stuff. We're not talking about that. That's a different podcast. Speaking of, where can people find the new Prime Tips podcast? Just on YouTube, or you got a link?
You can find it on YouTube's. I think if you go to bit.ly/PrimeTipsVideo, capital P, capital T, that. Capital V, that'll get you to YouTube. And you can just look it up in iTunes.
Man,
you should be able to find it that way. Spotify, I think we've got it on 5, 7, or 8 of them. So
that's awesome.
It's nothing like this. It's not, you know, high end like this podcast.
Right.
It's kind of amateurish, but, you know, we'll get it together eventually.
Right. We'll see. We'll see. So go take a listen. Go leave a review on it. On Google Play, you can leave a review. iTunes, you can leave a review. Everywhere you can leave a review, leave a review. And let's pump up that podcast.
Yeah, and like I said, if you got something you want to know, let us know. Well, we're there to serve.
Yes, and we'll test it out.
That's right.
And things.
We may tell you the wrong way to do it, but we'll tell you how to do it.
I was getting worried about you.
She always is.
That's weird. She says that now, in all the wrong places.
When you opened up Redacted, did she say how long you had been gone?
I had the volume off. I don't know.
If you're going to Prime and you're leaving Redacted, not playing for a month, you get a different message. She gets a little snooty with you.
Oh, when you go back to Prime or when you go back to
Redacted. So if you have been in Redacted for like a month, she gets a little bit rough.
Huh. I feel like she should be like, what are you doing back in this old junk?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We're closed.
Yeah. Don't waste your time here. Prime 1 is a fight. Anyway, we'll see y'all in it. We don't know exactly the next show is. I got a doctor's appointment on Tuesday, and I want to see how things are going. And hopefully we'll be back in next week's, like, seems like there's stuff going on. Is that first Saturday?
You got Monday. Most people aren't working. And
yeah. But then we have first Saturday the next weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Saturday after that.
That's a big weekend. So we're going to take that one off for sure. I'm going to call it right now. So next week, no show, but hopefully the following week, we're going to get our calendars aligned and see what's good.
And maybe we'll kidnap Andrew and put him on.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know where he lives now. You were telling me earlier that you'd like to pass by his house and leave him notes.
I've been dropping gear outside his house. What? Picked any up.
What if someone there has been doing that and now he's like, it's him?
It is not me.
He's lying. It's all him. Or some of his resistance buddies.
Yeah,
no.
Resistance buddies.
Anyway, we'll see you all in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening and tuning in, and get out there and move and make some green fields. Bye. See you later.